days and miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong. This feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Mr. Moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lady Mississippi hurrying into the spring. The moon, light on the bayou, a Creole tune that fills the air. I dream about magnolias and bloom, and soon I'm wishing I was there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? And there's one thing more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. My New Orleans. Sure love Mrs. Y'all.
The moon, light on the bayou, a Creole tune that fills the air. I dream about magnolias and bloom, and soon I'm wishing that I was there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? And there's one thing more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans. More than I miss New Orleans.
The unmistakable vibrato of Aaron Neville there, backed by Take Six on a song called Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, a song written by Eddie DeLange and Louis Alder, which was first heard in the movie New Orleans in 1947 and performed by Louis Armstrong and sung by Billie Holiday. Welcome to the Black House Radio right here on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And today, I just decided, you know what, let's just give you some music, but not only just music. I'm going to take you back to the Newtown Fest. Last week we talked about it. You heard everything we had to say and, you know, all the performances in our native language, you know, the colloquial and native language where I'm from. We say khali khali, you know, just to give you a teaser. That's what we basically did last week. So what I want to do this week is actually take you back, transport you back, teleport you into the performances of what happened on the day. And we're also going to be listening to the chats we had with the artists. So you might need to really, really attune your ear to listening to those interviews over some music that was playing in the background, because it was a jump. You can't expect a quiet festival, you know, a quiet space for interviews and stuff. But just to give you a little picture of what you missed if you're not there. And if you are there, let's relive the moment together. And to start off that reliving of the moments, we kick it off with some Sasha Rose. This is Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. The Black House is the name of the show.
Thank you.
Project right here on Wellington Access Radio, and I have the beautiful Sasha Rose.
Hello.
Yep, what an awesome set.
Thank you so much, I'm glad you liked it.
I mean, everyone will say that I'm saying everything is an awesome set, but I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the statuses you put out, you said, come watch me press buttons.
Yes.
And tell me all about that button pressing, what it's all about.
Well, I play an MPC, which is a drum machine, and I do a lot of sampling.
Okay.
So I sample a lot of, like, 70s soul music.
Yeah.
Sometimes other, like, Caribbean music, like Haitian Pampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I make beats.
Man, that was so dope. Like, it's just you and the bass guitarist.
Yeah.
So take us through the creative process. You have your MPC 3000 there.
Yeah.
The vocals that are playing,
is that pre-recorded?
Yes.
Okay, like how much of the creativity is happening there and then?
Okay, so within the MPC, you can essentially build an entire song. And so for this set, I programmed all of the drums in, and I programmed all of the keys.
Yeah.
And then what I was playing live were all of the recorded vocals that I mixed.
Okay.
Sampled. And in that sense, you're kind of your own band, which is cool. And then, yeah, I had my lovely bassist, Max, play with me to add in some other textures and... Yeah.
Damn, because I think the first thing that caught my ear, like literally when you started performing, I think I was busy with something, was Max. I'm like, okay, what's going on now? And you're like in the corner there, quietly. I like the how you give you time to like shine.
Yeah.
Within the music, and like it's not so obvious, but you like give it time to shine.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, vocals can be used in so many different ways, and obviously an MPC can be used in a lot of different ways, and I think sometimes it's better to hang back and let the person with the live instrument do more of the magic in the moment while I do the programming.
So take me through your practice process, because obviously you guys rehearse, you guys have, you know, practice days. You have days when you probably argue, no, dude, this is not how you should do it, and stuff like that. Take me through that process. How do you guys, like, rehearse?
So, Max actually goes to school at Victoria University, so he has access to all of those studios, which is very nice.
Okay.
And on my own, I just practice in my room at home.
Okay.
I'm just on my MPC with my headphones, or I'm going to Amon's class on Thursdays. I've been producing music for a long time, and so it is kind of difficult for me to articulate how I do it, but yeah, it's bedroom production, man. Yeah.
If that's what bedroom production gives us, let there be more bedrooms. Let the whole world be a whole big bedroom, and we produce all these beats. And talking about beats and boxing, yes, when last did you hear anyone beatbox? Do you even know any beatboxers? Well, I know in the 90s when we were growing up, there was a lot of beatboxing, and this really transported me back into the 90s.
How you feeling? It's been years since we performed this, Omega Supreme. So, we got a bit of father time that's gotten us, cobwebs, even from the rust, but don't bother us. Now, Zachy, you be here listening to us. We'll be appreciating you. Come see us next time.
Baby Salah, we're out.
just die. You're running, sing, 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 sing.
From the tops of the mountain down to the sea, in the so-called land of the free. Who's free? When cash rules everything around me. And baby, I'm so glad you found me. Probably us around we are just white and combusted, so dangerous and we careful. What happened to the love we assembled? Baby, baby, with your style, you keep on running things. I said,
this is the land of the old old kings.
Praises in the cha-cha we sing, or came the end of time. Ever, ever keep a running thing, baby. We just are your running things. There's no turning back, baby.
We just are your running things.
Let's go, baby.
We just are your running things.
Hey,
there's no turning
back. Hey, we know what time it is. Time for a drum showdown.
So clever. Bring it back a damn line, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been on Mac and Supreme. You guys have been awesome. Give it up for each and every one of yourselves. And for the new John Possible and the Apple Hogan Space. Baby, we just started running things. There's no turning back, baby. We just started running things. There's no turning back.
Back.
It's a jump, it's a party right here. Well, this man take that down. It's a jump, it's a party right here on the Black House Project. I've got Omega Supreme. Omega Supreme. I mean, what a set. I mean, first of all, I think please explain to me what was in front of you. You had all these gadgets in front of you.
Man, the only thing that was in front of me was 6 miles of cable. 19,000 people.
Yep.
A beautiful sunny day. Cape Town, South Africa. No. We're up in Wellington, man. This is Captain Iman Star, representing Pony Black House, Omega Supreme, Omega Sound System. Big up all crew. Yeah.
I mean, how many years have you guys been together?
So interestingly, Omega Supreme started in like 2006.
Yeah.
Probably more like 2003. Basically, it started in protest to the original Iraq War.
Okay.
So, we haven't played as Omega Supreme for a while, and it's kind of interesting because we are now going to war with Iran.
Wow.
So, we have the Iran War. So, it's still a protest thing, man. It was put together. There's a song that we wrote called, or that I wrote called, Apocalypse Number One, which is about, you know, George Bush going to war for oil, like trying to get that oil in Iraq.
And they're still trying.
And they're doing it again.
Again and again and again.
Again and again and again. So, you know, always kind of believed in the power of music. we were definitely dialed into trying to do very roots, very original, very kind of out there, politically charged, but hopefully not too preachy, you know what I mean? Like stuff that is always fundamentally rooted in being very good music and make sure everybody has a good time but still having a message, yeah.
So when it comes to the creativity of it all, how do you guys rehearse? How do you guys, you know, put things together, write your songs and all the like?
Well,
take me through the process.
Yeah, man, so process usually is there's an idea that turns into a hook, and then we, like, I guess kind of improvise around a theme. We call it Afrofuturistic roots music, you know, like, and I was saying that the roots of it is all the way back to creation in Africa and the first people, you know what I mean, walking on the plane and making sure that we're connected to our physical bodies and the earth and the place that we're from, the roots and all that, you know?
Yes.
And then the future is all this electro-technological flipping stuff. There's a phase beyond AI where, like, you know, I'm hoping that, like, my descendants and my reverse ancestors or whatever are talking to me, like, being some type of hybrid spiritual space, like, alien thing or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, but we have always traveled between the two of them through something called hip-hop, you know what I mean? Like, and hip-hop is fundamentally rooted in jazz and bebop and all sorts of other things and improvisation. So, like, what a song for us is like almost like a playground, you know, like we got a hook. I heard from, you know, the old protest, the South African protest songs, right? Like somebody will come on the hook and then everybody will improv it and then it becomes like a folk song, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so these are like contained folk songs where we're like improvising on the riff and it changes, and then yeah, it makes it hard to record because when you put the recorder sound down, it's like it's not that anymore.
It's not that anymore. Yeah,
hey, mama.
If there's one thing that I can do is to listen to you the whole day. And actually, I feel like I'm in the studio when you're creating things. When
yeah.
You feel about it, you're transporting me into the past and the future at the same time.
Yeah.
I would love to see more of that. And where do I see more of it? Where do I see you perform next time? Where do I see you online?
Well, another funny thing is Leah, she's like, oh, do you want to play it? You know, at Newtown Festival, I was like, yeah, yeah, I'll do a Cop the Nymon Star thing. And she's like, okay. And she put down Omeka Supreme. So we haven't played as, this is like, Omeka gets big. Like sometimes there's like 3-4 MCs and singers. We have like full backline, keyboard, you know, guitar, bass, drums. And then we have like dancers and visuals and all sorts of other things. Like it's like a full-blown space opera. And then, you know, like, it's very difficult to sustain a band these days. Everybody's like doing like, you know, original DJ or being beaten out by like DJ iPod, DJ AI or something like that.
That's true.
So it's hard to like, I guess, financially justify things. But the spirit of Omeka lives in everything. Anyway, so yeah, like, what are we gonna play next? Who knows, man? Like every Thursday though, like if when you say like you're in the process, every Thursday at the Arrow Valley Community Center, we run like a beat workshop, basically, where I'm showing off things on the MPC and we're playing with different pedals and whatnot. And it's the same thing where, you know, if you write music or if you write music electronically, come in and then, you know, you bring something and then we remix it, we live remix it, we play with it. You get to see other people's processes, you get to see the other tools that other people are using, and we all kind of come together and then learn something together, and then we jam out on it, like at the same time, rhyming and singing. And so that's like one place where we can consistently be found at the Arrow Valley Community Center.
Okay.
And then as far as like gigs and whatnot, man, it's coming back. There's room for it now, yeah? Like, we'll probably do something in the next few months or something like that as well. I know that there are some rumors about us going.
The Arrow Valley Center on Thursdays, 4:30, if I'm not mistaken, that's the place to be. If you're a beat maker, if you're a producer, if you're just a lover of music, a lover of beats and how they're made, I think you should better make your way there, because man, oh man, the stuff that this man was doing, Iman was doing on stage was so, so crazy. It was so wild. And I know one thing, when you meet up with other musicians, meet up with other beat makers, you have a sort of osmosis process when it comes to, you know, exchanging ideas. You go back a better person into your studio. It's better than, you know, just chilling alone in the bedroom. I mean, look, Sasha Rose does do it herself in her bedroom, And she also makes sure that she meets up with other musicians, hence the beautiful music that she produces. And, you know, she presses buttons and makes sure that we enjoy ourselves. But one thing that she also does is also commune and unite with other musicians. So I encourage you to make your way to the Arrow Valley Center every Thursday. But we move on with the show. We move on to some more music right here on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Back to the Newtown Fest. Who do we have next? Take a listen to this.
Thank you. If you've just joined us, my name is Teseka, and my first ever single that I released was called Childhood Friends, which is the next song. For the next song, could you please sing with me? I want you to be my man. It goes. That's beautiful. My goodness me. This one is called Childhood Friends. I hope you enjoy it. It's funny how it took my mom to make it all make sense. How we've been friends since we were little kids. Now I'm realizing things about you. I'm thinking about it, I just can't pretend that I don't have a crush. I wanna be your girl, and I want you to be my man.
Yeah.
There's a reason that you look at me with soft eyes. Introduce me to the guys. It's clear you want me to be more. You grew up with next door. We could be together now. There's no reason to wait. We feel these feelings now. Everything's in place. Now I see it differently, and it's clear to me. You go. I want you to be my man. Yeah. We could be more than childhood friends. 'Cause I'm thinking about it. I just can't pretend that I don't have a crush. Girl, and I want you to be my man. There are reasons it hasn't worked out between us and anyone else. And we can deny it. How about we try it? To me, I want you to be my man. We could be more than childhood friends. 'Cause I'm thinking about it, I just can't pretend that I don't have a crush. I wanna be your girl, and I want you to be my man. Two more times, it goes. I want you to be.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Giddy. It's all in the way that you talk. You're leaving me wanting some more. And I feel like I'm floating. Body's locked, but there's no one else. Love you, 'cause I've never felt this trouble. just can't help this feeling I have. Give me a chance to be kissed on the forehead for nothing for free. To be laying shut eyed with your chest in my cheek. There's so many people in this room, but you know my eyes are on you. I feel so lucky that I came. I feel lucky to know your name. I would love the chance to say it again. I would love to be more than your friend. Party's up, but there's no one else in my view, cause I've never felt this strong. Never felt this strong. Introduce myself, going fast, but I just can't help this feeling I have. Give me a chance to be kissed on the forehead for nothing for free. To be laying shut-eyed with your chest and my cheek. And then you go da di da da dee, da di da da dee, la di da di da da dee, la di da di da da dee, la di da di da. You go da di da da dee, da di da. Two more times, la di da di da da dee, la di da di da da dee, la di da di. You go da di da da dee, da di da da dee, la di da di da da dee.
That one was called La Di Da Di. It's unreleased. I hope you enjoyed it.
You know, if there's one thing that I've struggled with today throughout the festival,
yes,
is to get the pronunciation of your name right.
Oh, really?
And it's very easy, but okay. I'm overthinking it.
Okay, please try. Before I tell you how to say it, it's just the way you spell it. T-U-S-E-K-A-H.
T-U-S-E-K-A-H. Tuseka.
That's perfect.
I don't know why I wanted to say Tuska at some point.
Some people say that and it's wrong.
Right? No, so it's Tuseka.
It's Tuseka.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here at the Afro Urban Stage, Tuseka. She gave us a wonderful set. Covers in between.
Thank you.
Of my favorite covers, Put Your Records On.
Thank you.
You know, the way I was just singing out loud.
Whoa.
People were just like, and then?
I don't blame you. You should be doing that.
It's one of those tracks that I've always loved, loved, loved. Hey? Like, it's awesome. So tell me more about your set. There's some tracks that you wrote.
Yes.
What's your writing process? What's, like, what inspires the music?
Okay, what inspires the music is the life of myself, the life of my friends, my family, movies, theater, just like general life that I see around me. And the song, the set itself, the songs in the set are such a representation of that, because there's some songs that aren't even about my life and are just about a life that I've seen in a movie or a life that I've witnessed in my friends. It's such an honor to just be able to write in that way as well.
It's dope. You know, one thing people never speak about is choosing a band, getting a band, putting a band together.
Yeah.
And a lot of people these days will just choose to go the AI route. age. And you are one of those youngins. I say youngins because, hey,
I'm young.
Yeah, you were very young.
Thank you.
And you've chosen to go the analog route, go back 100%. To the roots, having a full band.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to have a band.
It does.
And what inspires you just having a band?
So, my favorite artists growing up were artists that were analog and had full bands, and I was always really in awe of that. And so, going into music, that was always a goal for me, to just have a band and play with the band. And so it's so lovely to be able to do that and have people who want to play my music. And it's the craziest thing, because it's musicians whereby if I name them, people are like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy, you have the so-and-so in your band, you know. So it's such an honor that they want to play my music. I'm always in awe of their play.
It speaks to the talent and the you know, the skill that you have when it comes to songwriting. When did you hone that? When do you realize that I'm a songwriter? I want to put this into music.
Yeah.
I can hold, you know, a tune. I can, you know, sing some scales here and there. When did you realize that?
So, I've always just loved music, and the first song that I ever wrote was when I was 4. And my mom says that was the first song I wrote, because it was a jingle for my mom. I couldn't write at the time, but I would just sing the song that came out of nowhere to my mom.
Okay.
And then when I was 9, I started writing like songs like written. I was able to like write.
Yeah.
I wrote poetry as well ever since then. But yeah, I think I started taking it seriously when I was in like high school. When I was 9, it was just like, oh, these are some songs I wrote, like it's whatever.
Tell me you wrote about heartbreak in high school at some point.
100%. There was a song called Ripley's about cheating. I hadn't even dated anyone at that point.
Wow.
Why was I writing about cheating? What's going on?
Jeez, look at
you.
Look
I know,
at you.
Crazy. Crazy.
Man. So, your song's inspired by life, not only just love.
100%.
So, anything that has inspired you to write today? Anything you've seen?
Ooh, that is such a... Whoa, that's a good question. I think the thing that's inspired me, and it's not just to write a song, but it's the type of community and the type of people I want to have around me, is my friends who just came back from a honeymoon, right? They literally just landed, and they drove to come see me. I'm like, what are you doing here?
That is dope.
So that's like crazy. I'm so grateful to them for being here. I was like, why are you here? You literally just came back from a honeymoon. And they're like, oh, like, we're going to work tomorrow, and we have washing to do, but we just had to come see you. I'm very inspired by the love that they showed me.
That is crazy love.
I know.
That is crazy love. And right here on Wellington Access Radio on the Black House, we all preach about love, the love for music, the love for art, the love for people,
yeah.
The love for everything that makes the world go round.
Yeah.
The love for, you know, having songs written about you. Maybe one day, as a presenter, I might have someone write a song about me.
Surely.
Hint, hint. Nudge,
nudge.
Whoever's listening and whoever's not listening, you know, he could write a song about me. But
we
anyway, my lady, thank you very much for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you.
You know, keep honing the talent.
Thank you so much.
Keep performing. Where are you going to be performing next? Where can we catch you?
Ooh, please keep an eye on my social media so you can find out about that. But there's a lot coming this year.
And those pages are?
At Tusekah. So Tusekah on all the social medias.
Dope. This is The Black House right here on Wellington Access Radio.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, let's go. and salutations, everybody. You've now arrived at the Afro Urban Soundstage. It's the first one, and we're so excited to be here. I see some people coming in. Come forward, come forward. Get your car, come forward. We're gonna do some Afro soul. Say, darling, don't you worry. We all are in together. You and me forever. I'ma rise up to the occasion. You don't got to worry. No hesitation, darling. Don't you worry. We all are in together. You and me forever. I'ma rise up to the occasion. Birds of a feather, all fall together. So come around if you need my love. I'm gonna treat you, gonna treat you so right. Come around, make you feel me right. I'm gonna treat you, gonna treat you all night. And tell them all.
Yo, yo, yo.
My brother.
How are you, bro?
What an awesome set you had.
Thank you, man.
Dude, what is my
confused by is how you produce your music. Your music sounded so full and so old.
I would say just life, bro. What I write about is just life. Production-wise, style-wise, I'm from Zimbabwe. Redcliffe, born and raised. Well, Cherubi born, Redcliffe raised. So the style of music I do is all Zimbabwean influence, R&B, 90s, you know. So you come over here to Wellington, and it turns into Afro-Kiwi pop music, you know, Afro-soul.
So
just doing it all, man. What would they say? I try to be a jack of all trades, master of none.
One thing I realized before you went on stage, your laptop was open, and there were so many steps open in that. How many steps does your average song have?
So for this one, I think I got up to maybe, I don't know, 78 tracks kind of thing. Because there's different processing, there's the vocals, there's the production, there's the, you know, little keys here and there. I don't have a band, you see, so I have to do a lot of stuff myself or outsource if I have to. But yeah, it was a big session. I was afraid it was going to, you know, turn off on me, but thank God it didn't.
It was a bad production.
Thank you, I was standing
in front of you when you were performing. The warmth of the sound. Everything was just so captivating. I couldn't find a favorite instrument, a favorite part to the song. And you were working with your DJ, and you guys were just so much in sync.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a video of you, I think it was yesterday, before the festival.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, you know, getting down to work.
Yeah.
How was that session?
So, I mean, first and foremost, my guy DJ Jasmine, bro, I've known that guy for years. I think we're going about nearly 20 years knowing each other now. You know, I've worked on a lot of gigs with DJ Dozen. And yeah, he's just been my guy for a very long time. We worked together well. And, you know, this show could not have been possible without him. He just knows my style. We just know what we need to say to the crowd. And it was just chill today. I think today when we weren't too sure who's going to come around, because as soon as you finish, everybody disperses. So you kind of have to, like, you know, lure people in and try and say, hey, come over.
I mean, that's the beauty of the festival. I can safely say, when you started playing, we saw a lot of people trickling in.
Coming in,
and it was, like, so amazing to see everyone enjoying the vibe from the back.
Yeah.
All the way to the front.
Yeah.
So the energy was literally pumping into the crowd, man. You are a performer, consummate performer, I must say.
I mean, kudos to the Wellington community. Shout out to Black House Entertainment for, you know, putting us together. I've been on the Wellington scene for, you know, a long time, so I would like to say maybe my experience helped, but the crowd is the one I was working with.
It was your first time performing, right?
Yeah.
At Newtown.
Yeah, imagine. Wow. Been here so long, and it's my first time performing at Newtown Festival. Actually, you know, this year we want to do lots of festivals. You know, we want to come back next year for Newtown Festival, maybe a different stage, but so happy to come back to the urban, you know, Afro-urban soundstage for sure.
Where can you catch your online?
So you can catch me on all social medias under TKPARADZA, TK Paradza. DJ Dozen's the same thing. You know, DJ Dozen on Instagram, whatever. So I'd love for people to come through and listen to the music, follow the journey. You know, it's been a long journey. It's a marathon, but we try to enjoy every step of the way. And, yeah, it's awesome.
Where's the next performance? Where can we catch you?
Not sure yet. Just have to just keep up with the social medias, honestly. Like, you know, we got so many gigs coming up.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you, because I also have, you know, I'm a part of the Rhombus Wellington group. They're a dub. You know, we've got a gig in Nelson, I think on the 2nd of April. But if you want to come catch up, you know, and follow the shows, the gigs, you just have to follow TKPARADZA. That's where we're at.
TK Paradza, the man I said in Africa. If you throw a stone, you will hit the TK.
Yeah.
But you will not hit the TK Paradza.
It's very common.
You will never hit the TK Paradza.
No.
The only one. The one and only. The bomb. The man inside.
So thank you so much. Thank you. So shout out to you. You guys are doing a great job. You know, like, keep doing it. We'd love to see you next year. I'm happy to come back next year. So please make sure you book me, because I'll be, if I'm not looking after my family, I'll come show up. I promise. Thank you, bro.
Definitely would love to see him again at the Newtown Festival next year, especially on the Afro-Urban sound stage, which was a jump, as you heard. That was like one of the last tracks that was playing there. The last set, actually, when Anansi was just killing it, man, jumping all over stage. From that interview, I can tell you one thing. I ran off and literally left all the equipment and just started singing, follow the leader, 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 and, you know, just jumping up left and right in front of the stage. But talking about jumping up left and right, I'm going to go in a straight line now. I'm going to make a beeline, actually, and, you know, be out of this studio. It's been a wonderful show, reviewing the Newtown Festival. And, you know, the last song I'm going to leave you with, actually, is a song that's celebrated for its rhythmic, hypnotic nature and its complex portrayal of the woman, focusing on her power to charm the wreck days, you know, and her ability to make sailors love her before disappearing. I hope I made you love me. I hope I made you love the show as I disappear right now into, you know, the sunset. This has been The Black House right here on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Back again next week. Hopefully the team will be back next week. I think the team will be back next week, actually. If not, maybe it will be a Cuba Duper. Who knows? If we're out of Cuba Duper, let's go have fun. Let's enjoy our weekend responsibly. Enjoy the sun, the last few weeks of sunshine, really, before we get into the miserable winter that I love, you know. I love winter. But anyway, we won't talk about that today. Let's leave it for now. Let's leave it right here with a song called Sea Lion Woman. And this is the Ad Jazz Remix. As I usually say when I'm leaving, let it be in all that you do. Let him be in all that you do. Haja Curaçao. See you.